from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
These preseason games are tough. You know, we talk about them every year. This is the reason why you try to play as least amount of people as you can. You know, obviously, DeMarco being a second-year player, you want to give him a little bit of action. He gets hurt really early. And then, obviously, having Trice as a rookie, you want to give him some action as an NFL professional player. And those things come back to bite you at times. It almost makes you not want to, but you know the cost of doing business. You got to make those decisions, and those are heavy on you all the time.
They are heavy on Raheem Morris when you have a team that, you know, you have such high expectations for when players get dinged up, and hopefully you can get DeMarco Helms back. The others look like they're out for the year, so we'll have to make adjustments, and the Falcons indeed did make adjustments. And welcome back to the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, counting down 3 hours away from kickoff, a noon kickoff in Baltimore today between the Falcons and the Ravens, preseason game number 2 for the Atlanta Falcons. And, of course, Wes and Dave on the call from Baltimore. This is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk a little bit about this team being dinged up here and the injury report, which, interestingly enough, forced the Falcons to make some moves that may have actually made them a better football team. The injury report is brought to you by Fireshire from the W Sauce. Bigger, better, bolder, and now spicier. Visit the WSauce.com to find a Fireshire retailer near you. And Joe, fill us in a little bit, as you know it, on the injury report for today for the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, obviously still dealing with some stuff that happened last week in Miami. Rondale Moore obviously went down with the torn ACL. That ends his season. But then in the game, Braylon Trice, it was the story of the game, really. Braylon Trice also out for the year with an ACL in the game. And then DeMarco Helms not out for the year. They have not placed him on injured reserve, which likely means that they think that he can come back. But it's very clear that it's a very serious injury, and Raheem Morris said that he would miss a significant period of time. And of course, you know, to what you were saying, John, that kind of perhaps, I don't know if it started the conversations about them adding those players, Justin Simmons and Matt Judon, but I think it certainly expedited and kind of created a sense of urgency for the team to make sure that they were there for those games, or that they got them in before week one. Ruka Roro also down with a shoulder injury this week. That one seems to be just day-to-day, so not too bad for him, but he did not practice. Believe it would have been Thursday he didn't practice. Practiced Wednesday, did not practice Thursday. And then Jakeem Grant, who the team basically signed to replace Rondale Moore as the kind of punt return specialist guy, and potentially, you know, receiver, slot receiver. He also goes down and looks like he's going to be out for the year because he was placed on IR. He will likely come off IR, but this is just something that happens with players who are not really guaranteed to make the roster. Raheem Moore said it was a hamstring injury, but we are unlikely to see him again in the Falcons uniform, at least for the foreseeable future.
Harper. And if you think the Falcons are bad, others are worse. We mentioned, I lost my playbook earlier in the San Francisco 49ers. The fact is, Kyle Shanahan.
Is that your nickname for him, John? Is that your nickname for him? Because we've got, arm, quarterback. We've got a few of them.
DoorDash Dez. Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, DoorDash Dez out in Arizona. Ooh, not good.
Yeah, forgot about him.
Yeah. San Francisco is so banged up. Not only do they not have Ayuk or Williams under contract, but this week, Kyle Shanahan, they were going to have a combined practice with the New Orleans Saints, and because they're going to be playing, the Saints were going to come out there and have a combined practice because they're going to be playing on Sunday night. And Shanahan said, "No, we're done. We're not going to have the combined practice." I think you really start to see, kind of broaden this out a little bit for me, Harper, because the Falcons are not alone. I think all 32 teams are looking at this saying, you know, what is the risk reward here? And so many teams and so many owners, you know, we've invested so much money in all of this. It's just not worth it. If you go down in a regular season game, football's a violent game. When you go down in a preseason game, you feel like you wasted something.
Yeah, you work so hard and you wait after the last game of the year for whatever the team is. And then after the Super Bowl, of course, you could, okay, now we can start working out a little bit, bring some guys in, get ready for the draft, free agency, all of that, OTAs, everything that's involved with that. And then you get a guy like the Falcons did. You just sign him and he gets a hamstring and he's done. Are you kidding me? You didn't even get your seat warm. Your locker was cold and now you're done. I guess the only bright shining light in that is that you've got 90 guys around you as opposed to just having a team and you don't have to go too far to find the next guy up. But it is that, you know, that risk reward. But you got to practice. You got to get ready for Pittsburgh. Every team has an opener. In Baltimore, they're getting ready for Kansas City. They don't want to play the Falcons today. They've got enough injuries of their own, but you got to get through it. It's on the schedule, and it really goes against that saying that coaches have been using for decades, anytime, any place.
Mm-hmm.
Except the preseason. Right. I think they're going to have an asterisk.
Yeah, you know, I got to say, I think the Falcons have been relatively healthy. It could have been way worse, despite the fact that they lost a couple players that were significant contributors. None of them were really kind of star players. Even last year, seeing Jeff Okuda go down in a training camp practice felt worse, I think. It almost felt worse than losing a guy for the season. But I think that if you were to ask Raheem Morris, he'd be generally pleased. And I got to say, as far as Jakeem Grant goes and Rondale Moore at the returner position specifically, I think, you know, you hate to say the players are going to be beneficiaries over, you know, other players' misfortunes of bodily injury. But I think Avery Williams is a guy who he missed all of last year, so kind of lost his spot in the pecking order, so to speak. But was one of the best punt returners in the league prior to that injury, and I think that he, you know, probably was on the roster bubble. Like, I don't know if he's on the outside looking in, but one of those guys who's clearly not a core piece for your offense as a running back, but he could potentially make this roster now just because of his return ability.
Right, you mentioned that, Joe. Go with that, because, you know, you see practice here. We saw the first preseason game with the Falcons. They've pretty much tied up all their money. Somebody said, hey, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster or Brandon Ayuk. I'm like, we don't have any money, do you not? Okay, no, just I'm.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm going to move on here. You do have Avery Williams, to, you know, give him a crack back there to try and do this weird kickoff return thing. You know, that was Jakeem Grant was really going to be really more for that even than to back up Ray McLeod, in my opinion. So you try and get, you know, field position through the return game here. What about wide receiver? I mean, you do have some veterans here. What did you see of Casey Washington? You have Kadarius Hodge. About the depth of wide receiver that you wouldn't necessarily, for example, today you want to see certain things. One of those areas you might want to focus on is the kind of the second unit wide receivers behind, you know, Drake London, and I'll throw Kyle Pitts kind of in there as a first team wide receiver here. Right. And now, of course, Ray McLeod being elevated, I guess, in a way because of the Rondale Moore injury, though I think that was going to be a battle anyway. So as you see the wide receiver room, so to speak, are we looking at Casey Washington, you know, kind of absolutely making the team? Are we looking at where Hodge kind of fits into all of this? How are you seeing this?
I think if you were to, like, just kind of rank them, essentially, in terms of, if you're, you know, going down like a depth chart ranking, I think you would say that Kadarius Hodge is kind of solidly in as the fourth receiver as far as making the roster. And then I think Casey Washington is similarly comfortable in making the roster at this point, and I think you would kind of put him at five. I do wonder if in a game you might see Casey Washington, especially more toward the end of the season when he's gotten a lot more comfortable with the league and the playbook and his connection with Kirk Cousins and everything, if you might see him more toward the end of the season as opposed to maybe you see more Kadarius Hodge earlier in the season between those two. But really, I think the surprising thing about this receiving core is that it's actually been Ray McLeod who has basically held down that third receiver role. And then having talked to some of the coaches, like Hilliard, the wide receivers coach especially, you know, it's so clear that they value him really highly as a receiver in the way that some of his previous teams maybe have not. And he comes from San Francisco, the Shanahan system, where he kind of, you know, knows a lot of the fundamentals of what this offense wants to be. And so I think that he slots in as a guy who knows what's expected of him in that role and clearly offers the athleticism that the team needs in that role, doing a lot of motions, being the guy who could be getting jet sweeps and playing in that real kind of short range, applying pressure on the flat areas that opens up the game for Kirk Cousins more downfield. And so I think he's going to be an important piece for this offense, even though he's the third receiver. And I do wonder if that makes the Falcons want to make sure they have other options in the return game, because Ray McLeod prior to this year was known as, you know, one of the better returners in the NFL. I'm curious to see how much he's actually used in that role, considering how much he's going to be used on the offensive side of the ball this year.
You know, I think it's interesting, Harper, because when you look around injuries in camp and like, let's take Minnesota, for example, losing J.J. McCarthy, their top draft pick for the year, and now signing Matt Corral, it's not just a loss of the, you know, the potential of McCarthy being a rookie quarterback who could grow in Kevin O'Connell's system, and we'll see the Vikings later this season, but also in the fact that, you know, there's a dollar investment here that you've lost in a signing bonus to somebody that you picked so high. So there's that part of it. And then when you sign a Matt Corral, I mean, he's a veteran player. Now Minnesota has Sam Darnold and Matt Corral. There's no real upside to those guys. You kind of know what you're getting here. As opposed to the Falcons, who, are, I guess, Harper, can you argue that the Helms injury and the Trice injury, to Joe's point, forced their hand a little bit more, that the Falcons, in signing Judon and Simmons, not only replaced but upgrade in both spots?
Yeah, the blessing in disguise is that. And remember last year when the Vikings came into town, Josh Allen had been with the team about an hour, maybe. I don't even think that he'd unpacked his bags, and then he plays against us and doesn't even know what the plays are. The coach, instead of calling the play, okay, just roll out to your right and hit the guy on the skinny post. It was amazing how that worked in
Josh Dobbs.
Josh Dobbs.
I said Allen. Please forgive me.
Dobbs.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. That was an embarrassing one, I think, for Arthur Smith especially.
Oh,
Seeing the coaching job that Kevin O'Connell
did. Yeah, not being able to tackle him in the fourth quarter. Anyway.
Yeah, don't get that memory bank of John's going, because he'll be angry at somebody. What you said, Joe, a minute ago about the thing that we don't know, John, is how the chess match is going to be played between the coaches and the players in terms of how much do I give a guy and how much do I need to see him, not just for making the lineup, but, you know, who's going to be a practice squad guy? You're going to go with a rookie or a second-year guy more than you are the one who's got 7 years' experience. And Ray McLeod has got 7 years, and we mentioned Cordarrelle Hodge. You know, he's been around for 7 years also. Those are guys that you really can't put on practice squads, so you may want to keep them just to have them on the roster and then allow some of these younger guys. And we've got a few that are 1 year or less. Dylan Drummond is one. Chris Blair is another. We talked about him. Obviously, Casey Washington is the rookie that, you know, we don't know much about, and we're going to get to see him. Josh Ali is another guy. Jesse Matthews that we bring in out of San Diego State. You know, they have some experience, but they were practice squad guys. Which one is going to be the special teamer that can do more than just run routes, that is going to make an impression? And so you're going to see him in the lineup here today, but in what capacity and for how long? That you know, the coaches know why they're doing it in this manner, and we're just going to have to sit and patiently watch. It may not have anything to do with who makes the final roster cut in about 12 days.
Yeah, when you're looking at guys who are going to make the roster, any coach will tell you, if you're not a starter, you better be starting on special teams. That's how you make the NFL an NFL roster. And so I think that, you know, that's worth watching in this game. I'm telling you, if you want to know who's making this team, look at who's playing on special teams.
On the first special teams,
especially the first.
Not in the third quarter, fourth quarter.
Right.
It's the first.
Right.
And look for the guy that gets yelled at because he's not on the field. They have to call a timeout because there's only 10.
You know,
and I'm not saying the Falcons are going to do that, but it happens from high school, college on. Someone on the sidelines early in the season forgets that he's on the punt return team.
Yeah.
And that's not the place you want to be.
That's why Cordarrelle Hodge has been in the NFL for 7 years, because he's one of the best at it.
Counting down to kickoff on a Falcons Saturday, a reminder to stay tuned for the Ticketmaster Halftime Show today, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Falcons and the NFL. When the Wait For Tailgate Show continues in just a moment, what Grady Jarrett had to say about new safety Justin Simmons, and how are the Falcons going to use these two guys, Simmons and Bates, in that back end. That's next on the Wait For Tailgate Show on Sports Radio 92 on the Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.